Welcome one and all once again to Nerds on the Rocks episode 190. Yes, joining me this week we have Sam.
Yo.
And we have Justin.
I failed this city.
That's a surprise.
You failed this city. Did the beginning of Arrow sound all distorted to you guys too? Like, whenever the show first comes on, it feels like they recorded the previously on Arrow in, like, 8-bit sound with just coming
but
through.
But they probably recorded, they probably did. It was probably a voiceover that they recorded season one and haven't re-recorded yet.
I was wondering if anybody else noticed that, because I noticed every time.
I honestly don't even pay attention, because sometimes the CW, the CW today, they skipped out, and it was like, on the season of Arrow, and I guess they meant the previous season because they skipped like the first 5 seconds. It was very weird. Anyhow, as we've gotten from Justin's terrible impression and Sam's mention of Arrow, we're actually going to talk about comic book TV shows this week.
I didn't even know that. You're welcome.
Well, I was going to say, it's not like we haven't, we actually have a schedule now.
Do we?
But, yes.
We need like a website or something, man. So we can keep track of all of this.
Yeah, it's called Twitter, which is where this all goes down.
That's what I was getting at, but go for your way.
I was going to say, but we aren't going to, it's not a comic book TV discussion in that we're going to talk about everything. We're going to talk about.
We talk about every week.
Yeah. We're going to talk about specifically the premieres of Gotham, The Flash, and the season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay.
And maybe Arrow. I don't know. We're recording this as Wednesday night. Arrow just finished airing in the East Coast. I don't know if you two have gotten a chance to.
Yeah, I've watched about like 20 minutes of it.
I can multitask.
But that defeats the purpose. But yeah, so we're going to kick it off with Gotham. And Justin kind of shared his opinion on a couple weeks ago. We're now 3 episodes in, and I'm kind of curious to see if his opinions have changed or improved any.
It's going up and down. Like, I feel the concept of a show about Gotham City without Batman is both good and bad. I feel like it's good in that it gives a chance to, like, show Jim Gordon, like, as he was and show him, like, as the man that he came to be. I think it's bad because as the show is, like, shown us, it's trying too hard to, like, provide like a clear path to Batman.
Yeah, there's way too much Batman in the show.
Yeah, there's like a 12-year-old Bruce Wayne. Like 2 days after he watches his parents get murdered in front of him, he's already on the roof. He's like, "I want to learn how to master fear." Like,
it's very heavy-handed. The entire show is.
It is pretty heavy-handed,
like in many aspects. But yeah, I still enjoy it.
Yeah, it's like I feel like I want to stop watching, but I also feel like if I miss at least one episode, I'm probably screwed.
Well, okay, I guess we can start there since you two have kind of mentioned the heavy-handedness. But yeah, it's a weird show in that it's kind of a procedural, but it's also really, it's serialized in an odd way. As in, I mean, there's elements that carry over, but right now there doesn't seem to be any big arch in plot. It just seems
well,
to be
character. I thought that Falcone was supposed to be, or Falcone, however you say that, it's supposed to be, like, the larger, overarching, like, big bad of the season, but he's not, he's barely in it.
Yeah, I don't think there is a big bad.
That's that woman, right?
I don't think it's Fish Mooney either.
Hold up, real quick, can we all just, like, so she's gonna die by the end of the season, right?
Probably not.
You don't think so?
I would say she's my favorite character on the show for that reason. In that she's a wholly unique character, and you don't know anything about it. Like, you know Gordon's not going to die, you know Burke's not going to die, you know Penguin's not going to die, you know Falcone's not going to die, because they can't die.
But the show is dumb. For some reason that hadn't crossed my mind yet, and like, oh yeah.
They couldn't die.
None of those people can die. Well, that's kind of, now there's no real danger to any of the show.
Yeah, it's like, well, now that means that, like, Fish is the only one who has, like, any actual threat to her person.
Yeah,
which is gonna get locked up, right? I guess.
Maybe, but even then, I was like, prison break shows is like when someone who was out of prison is in prison for an entire season, it kind of gets old. Like, watching them, like, do thing after thing after thing to, like, break out.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of curious to see the journey they take these characters on, because, yeah, I mean, there is the, you know, I've said this before, it was one of the reasons I don't like prequels, is because you know so many arcs of where these characters end up. Ultimately, we know they can't die, and that
right.
takes away a huge element of suspense. Like, you're not going to put Gordon in a life-threatening
situation.
But Gordon's
bisexual, guys.
Yeah, and she also did pot, which apparently, like, her ex-girlfriend can tell just because she has, like, wet hair and is in a bathroom. Does she own any clothes that are her own?
I think it's a weird way to... her characterization's weird. Like,
it is weird.
She's a lesbian that smokes pot. Wow, okay, what does that have to do with anything else in the
right,
show?
Right,
so
like, it just feels so barely tangentially related to Gordon, because she only shows up to, like, be like, oh, honey, you're a good cop, or, like, to just kind of, like, help kick the plot forward.
Yeah, and I mean, I will say this much. I think it is a huge ensemble, and they are having a problem balancing it. I think I remarked about this week's episode that, like, with the Bruce and Alfred scenes, you take them out and the episode loses nothing.
Right.
It's like we just had to cut to them just because they're on this show.
Also, this episode's, this week's villain was pretty fucking stupid.
I actually like this week's
episode. That's not how balloons work, and I'm surprised that, you know, Gordon and Bullock, who I'm assuming both, like, at least graduated high school, didn't, like, understand that balloons, like, eventually pop once they get too high in the air.
Well, I took that to just be one of those for pseudoscience things. I mean, it in theory, it is a show that is based off of a comic book where a guy dresses up as a bat and fights crime.
Okay, but even balloons aren't strong enough to carry, like, people in their 40s and 50s into the air.
That's not true.
It's just one balloon.
Well, it depends on the type of balloon. I mean, hot air balloons do it.
No. Like an average balloon that someone, like, ties to your wrist or to your ankle.
But it's not an average balloon.
I thought that was kind of cool.
They made reference to the fact that those were helium balloons. Like, they were high grade.
Still.
I get what you're saying,
still,
but
it's just so stupid.
Yeah, but you see, here's the thing, and this is I think this was my biggest problem with the first two episodes, and I think this episode did a better job with it, is that I feel like if the show was attempting to be serious, I would have more problems with it, but the show doesn't seem to want to take itself seriously.
It has, like, this weird tone.
Yeah, it has that was my problem with the first two episodes. I felt that, Tony, it was inconsistent, because you had the Gordon and Boyer stuff, and that felt like... really, like, that for a serious cop show, and then you had, like, Fish Mooney and Penguin,
right.
And they
seem like,
to be...
It's really noticeable in episode 2, at the end, where Selina Kyle is kind of talking like she's in a Frank Miller comic, and then she's like, the boy, I saw who killed his parents, and the music's just like, den, 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 den.
It's definitely got Arrow syndrome.
No, I think
can see where it borrows its elements from Arrow, up to and including the, like, text scrolling in graphic that it uses to cut to commercial.
Mm-hmm. Can I just say, it bothers me that the CW shows and this show too, I guess, both do that, where it's like they have the title part at the beginning.
It's
and then
the exact same thing, and it just slowly scrolls in to, like, 8 seconds of music.
I'm not entirely sure why, but that just bothers me so
much. It bothers me, like, all the shows do it.
I kind of feel like it's treating me stupid, like I just suddenly forgot what show I'm watching.
I feel like I understand the beginning. I mean, the beginning.
I feel like the ending
has just become a thing. Because, yeah, when it really kind of jarred me the first time I saw Gotham, like, I thought that was just something they did for the pilot because it's the first episode, and, like, oh, we just wanted to put a capper, and it's where the credits will go. But no, it's like... I didn't even notice it until you pointed it out that Arrow does it as well. Like, Arrow's
always
done it.
Have you seriously never noticed
it
with Arrow?
I've never noticed it, because
I think Supernatural, like, the only show that doesn't do it, as far as, like, on the CW.
I only watch Arrow and CW, Arrow and Flash, I guess
to me it's always been because Arrow was separate. It ended the episode, then you got that, and then it was, like, the little kids, and then it's the preview, so it never crossed my mind until you said it. But yeah, I mean, it's not a big thing. I wish we'd get shows with theme songs again, and I don't know why that's gone away. But
it takes up more time.
Breaking
Bad proved that you don't need a theme song for a show, and in fact, less theme
song
means you put more show in it. It did, but his theme song was like 10 seconds long.
But it had something.
Well, Arrow has dun 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 dun.
I'm pretty sure that was younger than Arrow's theme song.
No, that was it's that was the entire verse, the entire 8 seconds.
Yeah, that is Arrow's theme song. I remember it.
I just watched the intro. So.
Literally look it up, and that's what it is.
Yep.
But yeah, we were saying.
I bet the Arrow OST.
I do find the I thought the third episode did a better job of at least having everybody get closer to the same page as far as tone goes, because it's not a show that's attempting to be serious and it's not a show that's attempting to be campy.
So did he rape a guy with a statue?
No,
is that the implication
there?
No,
he beat him.
Oh,
what
okay.
The hell, dude?
But they beat him with things already. Like they that
yeah,
was
now he was
already
beat,
done.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was supposed to be like heavy-handedly show. You know, it's like, oh, the person who's won, like, you know, the best humanitarian service award or whatever is
okay.
Doing, like, this brutal, inhumane thing.
And I love how they did it because, I mean, going to the show's heavy-handedness, sometimes I find it charming and endearing, sometimes it's off. But he literally introduces himself by saying what's on the trophy.
Dude,
and
this show is so heavy-handed, especially with, like, the conflict references. Like,
yeah.
If I want riddles,
the first
I'll read
the
funny...
Yeah.
I'll read the funny papers or whatever it is.
Well, I get some people's complaints with it. The only one I have problems with so far is seeing a cow being called Cat. And it's not necessary that she's being called Cat. I don't have an issue with that. It's that the show doesn't do anything to explain why.
I know, right? It's like,
yeah.
No, she just steals some milk and gives it to a cat, and that's basically
her only
explanation.
I mean, Penguin doesn't really look like a penguin yet.
He really
doesn't. So I don't know how we got the penguin.
No, see, Penguin, I get it now because he waddles when he walks because they broke his legs.
Well,
yeah, but
like
they called
before,
him that before they broke his legs.
Yeah,
before,
they
got, didn't make sense.
It didn't make sense beforehand, but I go with it because it's always been part of his origins.
Also, Penguin is the worst listener ever. Gordon specifically said, do not go to Gotham City. And literally the first thing he does
take it over.
Is go to Gotham's.
All that blood's in Gordon's
head. I just love that his, like, instant solution to everything is just to murder the person who gets in his way.
But yeah, but what you're saying is, like, they have no tact with who they say, because it's like, this is Cobblepot. I'm like, oh, they expect you to know the name Cobblepot, otherwise known as Penguin.
Well,
and
like,
I thought that was weird, and then I talked to Shelby about it, and she's like, yeah, I didn't know who he was. Shelby's my fiance, if the listener's there.
Oh, you're actually calling your fiance now instead of your girlfriend.
I know, I got the word right. she said she wouldn't have known who those people were had they not used the word penguin.
There are certain people who did that. My friend had the same reaction with Ridget. He's like, who's Nigma? I'm like, he turns out to be the Ridget. I do think there is.
Say that word again?
Nigma.
No, the word after that.
Yeah.
What did I say after that?
You said Riddler.
Well, Riddler.
Oh, okay. Get tongue-tied, whatever. Going to say, I do think there is a burden of knowledge that we all have because we ultimately know who these characters are going to be.
Okay, that may be true, but there's a certain art to, like, you know, subtle references. Like, you know, Arrow, that one scene where he's just like, maybe she call herself Green Arrow. Nah, that's lame. Like, that's okay. But it'd be like if an Amazing Spider-Man, Peter was, like, hanging around Gwen Stacy and someone'd be like, man, don't be sticking around to, like, a spider on walls, man. Gotham is literally in that latter camp.
And I get
Spider-Man
it.
Spider-Man might also kind of be in that latter camp. It's probably a bad example.
But again, I feel like it works with the show's tone because, again, it's not trying to be... If it was trying to be serious, I would
but
have...
I think it is trying to be serious, and I think
I don't think it is trying to be serious, which
I mean, if it's not, then it needs to, like, make that clear, because I honestly can't tell.
Because I read a review on AV Club, and it kind of threw me aback, because the first thing they said is, like, for a show trying to hearken to Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy, I'm like, no, if anything, this is closest in tone with the Burton film.
It definitely feels like a mix between the two, but they haven't, like, figured out the right formula to mix them properly together.
Yeah, even then, I mean,
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. took a while to get on its feet. It doesn't surprise me that Gotham Arrow took 12 episodes to get good.
Not even 12. It only took like 2 or 3.
Well, it depends on who you ask. Some people say...
That's also true.
But, yeah.
Story, take season.
But, yeah, I think tone is something they need to work on, and I think they've done a better job with the third episode. I think they're getting there. And it's going to be hard for fans because I think a lot of people are just accustomed to what we've seen of Batman Batman's universe, but the Nolan stuff. And this film, this show is really weird in that because it has humor from a very dark place. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of it so far has come from death and beating people up.
Right. It's still weird.
So
or
it's like
or something involving like kidnapping kids or like injuring kids. Because like there's that like child trafficking ring where it's like the two people like doing the kidnappings look like they're straight up from the 50s.
Yeah, that I don't necessarily notice if this is a problem, but it pisses me off sometimes. This show doesn't know when it is.
I have no idea like what year this show, because I swear they have like cell phones, but their computers look dated as hell. And
yeah,
then there's that, and then there's like those two kidnappers I was talking about, and then like Barbara's apartment looks like something that you would find like a 2011 New York sitcom,
right? Their apartment. How do they afford that apartment? Where's
she's
Barbara?
The only
rich.
She's an art. I guess she's like an art gallery salesperson.
She's rich. It's family money. She said it in the episode.
All right.
Well, I mean, I guess that's the only thing I really know about her. Besides
the
fact that
pretty cool.
She
they
had
have no
girlfriend.
Curtains, which is weird. But,
yeah,
it's just
like someone can watch them bone, which they.
I feel like
did.
That's just so common for TV shows. Nobody ever has curtains
so
in TV shows. I never get it. It's
probably,
always lavish apartments.
That's,
I know.
That's poor. That's poor etiquette.
I mean, I guess when you look like her, it doesn't really. I mean, no one else is going to complain. But
I guess. I mean,
the neighbors
could
be like, "Hey."
I mean, clearly her ex-girlfriend didn't like it.
Yeah. Heyo. But
this is why she apparently cheated, or something.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, it's weird what they're doing with their relationship, and I want to give it more time to see how it develops. But right now. Like, it seems like they want to give Renee Montoya a plot where her and Crispin are good cops trying to do, the, you know, like, the dogs with the bone. They have it and they want to do something with it.
Right.
But they come off as obsessive and creepy.
Well, it's like, not even that. They just come off as incompetent because they have, like, no legitimate, like, evidence that Jim
well,
was
I mean,
involved in Penguin's death besides the fact that Cobblepot is just gone.
No. Well, I mean, that and Fish Mooney said it.
Well, okay, still, that's not, like, substantial evidence that can hold up in court.
Well,
not,
it is.
Not entirely, though, because they have, like, no physical proof.
No body, man.
Well, they said he's been missing for a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
and
okay, but they still
you need,
need
a body.
Body
to prove murder.
You
if
need
I
a body.
Anything
or they need,
TV
or they need,
shows.
Like, or they need, like, the gun or something. They just,
yeah,
have, they just have the word of one person who's...
I just watched Gone Girl. You need either
yeah,
a
I
weapon
mean,
or a body.
I mean, but they
did
are,
you
they
watch
are
that a... with your fiancé? How'd that go?
I did.
Did she call off the wedding?
No.
I hear that's not a good movie to watch if you're with a significant other.
We watched The Purge the day we got engaged.
Dude, that's a... I would not watch that movie with my kids.
What?
The Purge?
I have no... Yeah, The Purge.
I don't know where the kids part came from.
Because,
right.
My kids, because Ethan Hawke's kids ended up getting him killed.
It was the second Purge, but alright.
No, you're talking about the... I was talking about the first one.
Those movies are better than they should be.
The first one was...
Barely watchable. We'll talk about Sam's movie taste another time.
Whatever.
There are worse movies, but The Purge is a pretty stupid movie.
It was, but you don't go into The Purge expecting a good movie. You go in expecting a stupid movie, and then you...
I don't know about that. Anyway.
Yeah, sorry. Kidding.
Yes. I guess moving on, so this isn't an hour show of Gotham. I guess we should go over to The Flash because that's the other new show.
Dude,
God,
and
The Flash was really freaking
good.
Okay.
Start talking because I gotta remember what happened. I watched it like months ago.
Yeah. I definitely like that it has like, you know, because DC like usually gets made fun of for being like dark and gritty, and Arrow is kind of in that camp, but The Flash has like more of an adventurous tone. It reminds me more of, like, I think, Earl, you said it before, with, like, the first Sam Raimi Spider-Man movie.
Yes.
And it's, like, when he's running around in the suit, I was kind of also reminded of, like, when Tony was flying in the Iron Man suit for the first time.
I mean, I still would say that's more Raimi to me. It reminds me of the Go, Webs, Go!
Yeah.
Part of, like, the original Spider-Man film. But, yeah, I think, like I said, it reminds me very much in tone of the Raimi Spider-Man films. And somebody mentioned that Grant Gustin has that kind of Christopher Reeve charms to him, that gee-golly warrior, because, you know, like, you just kind of want to cheer for them because they just seem like such good guys. And he has that. It's not something you can teach. It's a thing. It's an it factor.
I bet you
it's just a thing that you've got.
I bet you they know how to teach it.
I mean,
the CW seems to do pretty well at teaching it.
I mean, do they also like they don't teach their stars how to like continue looking like they're 12 years old. So I doubt they teach that.
Yeah, it's weird how he ages, but I mean, some people. I mean, look at Jesse Eisenberg.
I mean, it's not just him too.
32,
right? It's not just him too. The guy who plays Cisco, he honest to God looks like he's 14. Like that hair plus his face makes him look younger than he actually is.
You watch Game of Thrones?
We know.
Yeah.
Okay. There's the little kid that's actually like 30. It looks like he's
15. I was saying to find that out.
Wait, the movie, what's the Maze Runner one, too? He's in that.
Yeah, and he pays it. Well, I mean, most of the kids, the people paying, they were all in their, like, 20s paying.
Like, sure, that guy's like 30.
I think he's in his mid-20s as well.
Whatever.
I've seen The Flash pilot 3 times now. I saw it over the summer when it aired. I mean, when it leaked online. I saw it at Paragon Fest a couple of weeks ago. And then I watched it again last night.
Yeah, it may as well aired again.
Yeah. So, I think it says as much if I watch a show 3 times in the span of like 4 months. I hardly watch most TV shows a second time in years, but
I definitely remember enjoying it enough to want to watch more of it, but it was like, it was a very intro episode that I didn't.
Well, I mean, it is an intro episode.
No, I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's, by its nature, isn't going to be as good as other episodes of the season.
Yeah, I definitely think it's going to come into its own, but I'm glad that the cameo with Arrow was kept, like, pretty short, even though they, like, had in, like, that really one cheesy line, which we won't mention. I think
most of that scene was cheesy.
No, I like most of the scene except for like that one line that Oliver said. But then it's like when they both like left and did like and like showed off their skill and they were both just like cool. I smiled super hard at that.
See, I said that it seems so out of place for Arrow. I guess it makes sense. I know neither one of you have finished it yet, so a minor spoiler, I guess.
He appears in the episode. Right.
Yeah, they show how they show when he gets the call on this week's on the premiere of Arrow. So you see, like, so it kind of gives you a timeline as to when these two shows actually cross over and start together, which is a really neat thing. Because I mean, I guess jumping into that really quickly, they are really just kind of pushing that expanded universe as quick as possible. They aren't waiting.
They're definitely pushing that in the Flash. And they mentioned, like, you know, it's like X-Universe particles or whatever, like, from the explosion.
The science jibber-jabber.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Which
we're talking about
we're talking about Flash.
The Flash, when he was talking about the night of the explosion, and he said, we let go of the antimatter energy and the dark particles, and those are all theoretical.
And then there's...
Who are you, Barry?
Yeah,
who
and then...
Are you?
Oh, no, and then there's, like, that... This is, like, a small little spoiler, but, like, that bit at the end where the doctor...
A spoiler for the spoiler cast that we're having about the intro episode?
Shut up. So, like, the part where the doctor, like, gets up out of his wheelchair and he looks at the headline from, I guess, like, what, 10 years from now, and it's, like, the Flash mysteriously disappears. It's like, okay, this is probably related to time travel or something.
Oh, is that the question?
Yeah, I'm assuming it's related to time travel or going to, like, another dimension, because I doubt that they would just, like, drop that science talk in and that reveal without, paying it off at some point down the line.
Okay, if you want comic book spoilers from about a decade ago...
It's Crisis on Infinite Earths, isn't it?
Well, no, not necessarily. Oh, I mean, it could be Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Or Infinite Crisis, which... That's the one?
But I
was telling me Bruce Wayne's actually Batman? What?
Dun dun dun! But no, I feel to say the thing that kills Barry's the thing that kills Barry's mother at the start of the show.
It's Zoom.
Yes, who is a character from the future who comes to the past to make the Flash hero he wants to be. So there's some speculation
Zoom?
That this could be Professor Zoom. Yeah, it's
well,
it's,
his name is Zoom.
No, like that's his superhero. That's his
the guy's superhero name is Zoom.
Like Professor Zoom or the reverse.
Professor Zoom.
Man.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, this comic was made in, like,
it's like, 30. Yeah, is that the Batman naming convention of, like, this girl's name is Pamela Iverson. I wonder who she could be.
Iverson.
Pamela Ivey.
Whatever. It may as
I don't think his actual ass name is Zune.
Okay. No, it's like, it's either, like, Eddie Thawne or, Wells, the science guy.
No, it's not quite as bad.
Yeah. I mean, there are some, like, the,
science, I can't name a single Flash villain, for the record, so.
I can name, like, three.
I can name most of them.
Can
and
you
we'll
really?
Comic books, though?
Mirror Master, Weather Wizard, Heat Wave, Captain Cold, Killer Frost,
Reverse Flash.
God, Reverse Flash.
Whatever the hell that Reverse Flash-ish thing in the New 52 was a couple of months ago.
There, I mean, there he has. I mean, it may not seem like it, but
Gorilla
I think Grodd. I think Flash has like the third or fourth most recognizable villains in all of comic books.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna say
you're about to defend that. You're about to call bullshit.
There's
I've
the
just
Pied Piper. There's the prankster.
He sounds really evil.
There's the Captain Boomerang.
We forgot Grodd. Oh, I am so excited that they might potentially be doing Gorilla Grodd too. Like
Captain Boomerang and the Prankster just don't sound like very menacing villains.
The Top.
Yeah, nope. That sounds like a Beyblade. None of that sounds like.
It's going. I'm kind of curious to see how it evolves over the course of the series, because one of the reasons they're so beloved in the comic books is because they have a code of honor. They don't kill. There's no women or children. They aren't.
Wait,
like,
they don't kill women and children, or they don't have women and children on their team?
They don't kill women and children.
Oh, okay.
I
thought those were two separate things.
I don't think they kill either, but I mean, they have a code of honor that they all should abide by because they don't. Huh?
Bad guys?
Yeah, the bad guys. Yeah. That's why people, because they all, it's kind of like a union. Like, it's a.
Do they have dental?
They have pride. I assume so. And the Flash is kind of buddy buddies with some of them.
Well, I'll have to watch, wait, and find out, I suppose. Wait for Professor Zoom and the evil prankster. Oh boy. I'm being very condescending. It's probably fine.
I noticed that.
Oh,
really?
Oh, are you? I couldn't tell.
Thank you for pointing that out, Sam, just in
yeah,
case nobody
just,
got
yeah,
that.
I just want to say, I did like that after the Arrow season premiere, they re-showed the Flash premiere again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was really awesome. Yeah. And
I'm excited for the crossover that will be coming in a couple weeks.
I mean, just as a
I'm
quick
I'm surprised they limited themselves to one crossover, to be completely honest.
I don't think they limited themselves to one crossover.
But I mean, this season.
I think they're doing another one down the line.
Yeah, I don't think they said they've limited. I think what happened, and this kind of goes into the point I was going to make, part of it is because The Flash is a new show. They don't necessarily order for an entire season.
Yeah.
So they probably don't. Like, it's probably.
No, I thought they had their full season order.
No, they don't have a full season order. I would imagine a full season would be ordered by the end of the week. Because I was going to get to the Flash.
I just feel more like I'm surprised Arrow and the Flash don't cross over more often.
Dude, probably got a full season order right now.
Yeah, I was about to say
the way Marvel did the Shield kind of works, and with the way the Marvel Cinematic Universe works.
Well, even the Marvel Cinematic Universe doesn't cross over that often. I mean, even
now it does.
Even after the Avengers, what cross?
Captain
America
and the Girl.
Captain America and the Girl, but the girl,
Black Widow.
She didn't have her own movie yet. I don't have to remember her name.
Wow.
No. But I was going to say, she was also in Iron Man 2. I don't necessarily.
Five movies.
Yeah, I was about to say, for better or worse, Marvel kind of treats her as a secondary character, not necessarily a crossover character.
Kevin Feige.
Yeah. You get the brief cameo of Bruce Banner at the end of Iron Man 3, and you get the cameo of Captain America and Thor 2, but that's about it for the crossover since the Avengers. I mean, for comparison's sake, minor spoilers, even though we're they showed the trailer for Flash at the end of the episode, and
Felicity.
They already showed that Felicity's going to appear on the Flash again, and we know that the big crossover is episode 8. We also know that the Clark King from Arrow is going to Flash, I think episode 3 or 4 this season as well. So it's more connected universe where characters can fill in between the two shows. Not necessarily that Arrow and Flash are going to team up every week. And I think that's kind of what people expect from a connected universe, which is why, you know, like the first question you get from a lot of these Phase 2 Marvel films is, where is so-and-so?
Right, like, they have other things to do outside of the others.
Nah.
I wish people got that.
But there's always the Marvel argument of, like, in Captain America, you know, they've got this device that could assassinate everybody on Earth, and yet the other four Avengers are just hanging off doing their own thing.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you have to write around.
They have their own jobs and lives and shit.
Although the world's about to end, that seems like the time to call Iron Man. Or Thor, who could have stopped the entire plot of Captain America 2 in, like, 8 seconds.
Although I do wonder exactly what the hell Hawkeye was doing in Captain America 2.
He wasn't in Captain America 2. Oh, you mean what he was doing?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I think he's done after the Avengers.
He was up in his bird's
nest. That's not what it sounds like.
He was up in his bird's nest. But back to, I mean, The Flash, again, like I was saying, it premiered to the highest number CW has seen in 5 years.
Isn't it ABC and Fox?
It beat Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I guess they're going to come out yet. Well, yeah, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s dumb. Not dumb, but Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. lost a whole lot of people by being really bad for the first half of the show. Yeah. I never went back to the show.
Yeah, and I was saying this today. I said this since the start of the season. I think it's gotten better. Not necessarily to the point where I'm going to recommend it to people who don't like it.
Right? That's what I keep hearing. Sorry, keep going. I keep cutting you off.
But I was going to say that I think the biggest problem they did was not putting it up to stream on anything before the season started.
They still haven't done that?
Yeah, it's still not on Netflix. It's not on Hulu. So people who are like, oh, it gets better in the back half of the season, the only way to prove that is to pay money. And nobody's going to... I'll take your word for it. Whatever.
I know it gets better, but I've got a whole lot of shows that seem to be above the quality that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. gets to, because nobody says it's great afterwards. They just say it gets better, and that's not a very good endorsement for me, since the beginning was pretty bad.
Yeah, I didn't watch... I've only watched, like, 2 episodes of S.H.I.E.L.D., season one of S.H.I.E.L.D., one of which happened to be the finale, and I liked it enough to, like, continue watching into season two. And so far, I like it.
Yeah, I guess that's where we should go, because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. made its second season.
So if I do start watching that, where should I start?
Everybody says to start around the episodes with Captain America, which is like episode 17.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
God, those are long seasons. Okay.
No, it's not. I think it's only 22.
Oh, okay, so the first 16 episodes are bad?
Yeah, people are going to... Okay, I'm going to be honest.
Not bad, but not worse.
No, they are bad. Okay. I honestly think the show was awful, and honestly, I don't even know why I kept going back to it. I'm terrible. I watched Heroes for like the first season and a half. I mean, the first season was good. The second season, whatever. But
I still watched The Walking Dead, so I mean, I know you're
The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead.
It's inconsistent.
Yeah, I think it's good. I agree.
It's like the premieres and the finales are great. Everything else is just like ugh.
They usually have like one or two episodes in the middle that's really rock solid.
Or there's like that one episode that's the best thing you'll see on TV that year. That's the one the one episode where they only focus on one character, like the one episode with Rick where they finally go back to the guy in the city that they met in episode one. That episode's amazing. And it's just anyway, sorry.
Yeah, it's just that you have to watch like the 8 episodes around it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, too, it's like, I made this comparison, like, a couple days ago, where it's like Destiny, where it's like, you keep complaining about it, but you just keep watching it, too. It's like a hell that you can't get out of.
Well, I talk trash about it, but I like The Walking Dead. Like, if someone asks me if I like the show, I say yes.
Yeah, and I think, ultimately, that's what people, like, there's going to be some caveats, like, yes, you probably want to skip part of season two.
What do you mean? I think I'd just skip all of season two.
I would
watch the beginning episode and the last episode, and then, like, maybe one of them in the middle.
Yeah, I think there was a Daryl focused episode in season two that was pretty good.
Yeah, that's a comic book show that counts.
Yeah, but it hasn't premiered yet.
Sure. Okay. Fine.
It got renewed for a sixth season.
Yes. It's probably
with a different showrunner.
They haven't said anything about it yet.
It's one of Cable's, if not Cable's, highest rated show. So
even more higher rated than The Big Bang Theory.
I said Cable. It's not the same
thing. I'm just messing around.
But, yes, I don't know what CBS... I don't know what God CBS sacrificed to get the ratings they do.
Dude, I don't think they sacrificed anyone. I think they just, like, some massive blackmail on someone.
I assume...
It was just, like, a lot of people in the world, and that just, like, inspired
anybody
me
watch
to watch.
Scorpion?
Fuck no.
I mean, like, does anybody watch Scorpion?
Well, yes, a lot of people watch Scorpion.
All right, I didn't know if anybody actually watched it.
It gets like 11, 12 million or something.
I'm not kidding. I don't know if anyone watches it.
I mean, I don't know anybody who watches it, but it gets watched. That's the CW in a nutshell. You don't know if it gets watched.
You know what? I was in San Antonio the other day for a job interview thing, and I was in an apartment that didn't have internet, so I didn't know what to do.
No.
So I turned on the TV and sat in the chair and just watched, like, 3 episodes of Family Guy in a row on 3 different channels.
Why?
And realized that's exactly who's keeping cable in business, is the people that don't care enough to lend the internet. So they just sit down in front of the TV, turn it on, and let their brains turn to mush. And that's not so bad when I think of it like that. So if they want to watch something like Big Bang Theory, that they don't have to think, well, they watch all the power to them.
Says Sam, yeah, he's watching NCIS.
I'm never watching CIS, actually.
Yeah, I was about to say, and this might be cynical. I mean, for us, CBS is Channel 2, which I just assume it's old people who don't want to change the channel when they turn on the TV.
For us, it's like 11 or something. So that's
for mine, it's like 9.
Yeah.
But yes.
Old people that have the TVs that only have 8 channels on them still. Like,
yeah,
someone's still watching CBS on that. Yeah.
they probably died, and like the TV is just like staying on CBS, and no one's bothered to check if they're alive. Mommy, why isn't your grandma answering the door? I don't know, Timmy. But it sounds like she's watching a brand new episode of The Big Bang Theory, so maybe we should come back later. But Mommy, it's Thanksgiving.
We'll come back later.
I love the idea of they have the number one shows on television because, like, 60% of their audience is just dead. Oh, man.
Apologies to the cast of Big Bang Theory, but not really.
Not really. They have enough money that they could cry themselves into those millions of dollars they get per episode.
Yeah. I've always had that opinion about celebrities, too. Like, even with Notch and things like that. It's like, oh, no, Notch gets people complain to him all day. And, like, he'll go fall asleep and cry into his bed of money.
That's what I do.
And,
I'll cry in my vault of money, money and drugs.
Right. Or just go live on an island. Like, I'm sure that those complaints ring really loud when
there's
you're
like,
sitting margaritas
like,
in your own island.
There's, like, you know that scene in Zombieland, like, after Bill Murray's died, spoiler?
Yep.
And, like, Woody Harrelson's
that everybody has.
Yeah,
it's
like, Woody Harrelson's just, like, dabbing his fake tears with money.
Yeah, that's whenever I hear a rich person complaining about things. Even up to and including I'll get into that.
But, yeah, going back to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., because apparently we just don't want to talk about that. I will say that Skye's new hairstyle, fantastic.
I like
she
it.
She's so hot.
She was hot before.
I know she was, but she's hotter now. It doesn't
Fair
even
enough.
Bother me that she annoys me.
It bothers me a lot.
I'm sold on this show.
It bothers me a lot that, what's her name, Simmons, looks like the love child of Keira Knightley and Emma Watson.
Well, I mean, that's probably to be expected.
Can that girl act?
Parental issues are a big part of the show.
Wait, what?
Has that girl gotten to be a better actor yet? Because I remember watching the show, and she was cute, but a terrible actor.
She's fine to me. I don't know.
I've
only seen, like, 5 episodes, so take that for what it's worth.
Well, I mean, my biggest problems with her were not necessarily that she was a terrible actress. She was okay. It was that everything in season one was about her. She was like the most important person in the entire world.
Wait, who are you talking about?
Skye.
Oh, I thought you were talking Simmons.
Oh, Simmons is hot too. What was wrong with Simmons? Fitzsimmons were my favorite part of the show.
No, I thought he was talking about Simmons.
No, I was talking about Skye.
Okay, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah. But yeah, and this whole thing with the parental issue still being a plot point in season two.
It's the only reason to keep Strong Jaw White and Brett around.
Yeah, I don't know why they keep it in. Well, they try to justify it.
That's what I'm calling him now.
It was. I'll get into that off show. But yeah, I think it's done a better job with the character moments. I think my biggest problem with this season so far, and I hate to be a nitpick, is that it feels like a Saturday morning cartoon. The city just Shield versus Hydra every week so far.
More or less, yeah.
Which is like, it's like Cobra versus G.I. Joe, or Ninja Turtles versus the Foot Clan.
Except, you know, people actually die.
Has anybody died yet?
Yeah, like 3 people have died.
I thought you didn't watch the show.
I don't, I mean...
Not you, I mean, Justin.
Yeah.
No, I've started, like, with season two, basically.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say,
they killed Lucy Lawless, they killed that brown dude.
Hey,
gosh, that was offensive.
Nah, it's fine.
Then they killed, now they kill, like, 3 random people on last night's episode.
Yeah, I would...
I hate shows that don't kill people. That's, like, my biggest problem with things like Avatar and Korra and stuff, so no one...
Avatar
dies.
Korra had a murder suicide.
Oh, okay, sure.
Korra
also,
had,
I'm
Korra
on season
like...
one, so stop talking.
Oh,
I just finished season one, thankfully, so I know what you're talking about.
Wow!
But...
Welcome to 2 years ago.
Well, you
and
know,
Avatar kills people, didn't they?
Yeah.
Kill Korra? Didn't
Jet,
they kill?
Jet died.
I didn't watch all Avatar. I remember watching all
died.
Avatar.
Shut up, Sam.
The Moon Spirit.
Every few episodes.
Zhao died.
Katara and Sokka's mom?
Yeah, like, plenty of people have died.
I know.
You know
what show are you watching?
I didn't watch all of Avatar, I guess. I just saw every few episodes.
Yeah, so you suck at this.
Yeah, y'all have known this. This is not news.
But yes, but yeah, I mean, kind of getting to... Kind of going back to a point Sam made earlier, the thing I'm kind of curious about with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is that the ratings seem to continuously drop. And at some point, I'm kind of curious to see what ABC does with it, because it does...
They should just do the core thing and move it to digital.
Yeah, I feel like that's where they should go with it, because it doesn't do great during the live recordings.
But like,
the,
in DVRs and the live streams and stuff, it does awesome,
so
right?
It's like there's an audience for it. It's just an audience who doesn't care to watch it on TV when it airs. So it seems like just...
But what do they lose by keeping it on TV?
Ratings. Money.
Do they? They still have advertisers, right?
But they still have advertisers.
They have...
Yes.
Was it done?
Well,
Dodge?
Well, it's because you have advertisers, but I guess more general is that the reason you want a... Like, right now, their Tuesday's awful. Agents Shield doesn't do well, and then Selfie and Man and
the
Story are doing
well. But the show's not going anywhere, right? Because it's an investment. So, like, as long as the Marvel movies tend to do well, you might continually pick up people with that show.
That's what people keep on saying. The problem with that, of course, right now, is that there's no new Marvel movie scheduled until May.
Right,
which means
that
pretty much the
end.
So how long before Guardians of the Galaxy gets into Shield? I'm waiting for that one. I'll watch it then.
If they can put Rocket Raccoon in S.H.I.E.L.D., I will. Man, you have no idea what I'll do.
Master Man.
Not that. But, I feel like it would definitely, since, like, Marvel's already got, like, four Netflix shows, like, in the slot, I figure, what's the harm in doing a fifth?
I forgot about all those. When are those coming out?
And, you know, when they're done.
Daredevil set to premiere in May of next year.
Yeah. And I think they're showing footage at this weekend at New York Comic Con, I think.
Yeah, and hopefully I get into that panel.
That's it, Early. You have to be in New York Comic Con, right?
You won't get into it.
Did you get a pass with Nerds on the Rocks for it?
Yes, I did, actually.
Nice.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I got one
for
the last 3 or 4 years.
That's it. I feel like I did that for a convention that I didn't end up going. No, it was RTX. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Going.
Yeah. It's the only reason I go to New York. Those tickets are expensive and sell really quickie.
Right.
Don't they sell the first hour that
I
they,
always
like,
wondered how people go on, Justin. I keep cutting people off today.
I was going to say, like, don't they sell out with it, like, the first hour that they, like, officially open up the docket?
Yeah, it
or whatever.
Depends.
That's how I've wondered how regular people get into PAX at all.
They, scalpers, or they always, like, sell their children.
Well, people stay on, because they have that weird queue system.
Mm-hmm. They sit in the queuing system for 30 minutes until all the tickets are sold out.
Yeah.
And then, like, 10,000 nerds register their free press passes. So
yeah,
like,
they get free press
eBay.
Passes to anything. The only thing
how do they make money?
Well, I mean, they make money from vendors and stuff.
That's true. That's a good point. Okay.
And then you also have thousands of people actually buying tickets, so.
Sure.
But yeah, I guess now we might as well talk about Arrow. I don't want to say it so dismissively, but Arrow...
I might duck out because I haven't watched it.
Oh, we're not going to spoil it. I'm just going to say,
okay.
I feel like Arrow's in that weird position right now, in that it's a great show, and I said as much. I think it's my favorite show that airs on TV right now. But we've also been through two seasons. We kind of know what to expect from Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty solid performer. You know, at this point, you know if you like it or not. And I don't think anything in season 3 is going to change that.
Sure. I know Arrow has probably, like, the show on TV that I watch that the most females watch as well. So I have a lot of female friends who watch Arrow. Including my fiancé for the main characters, at least to start.
Yeah, it's... I mean, actually, I think... I think the shows that females watch the most on TV, and that's
Astounding. Wasn't it the background of Nerds on the Ranch for like a year or two?
What?
Yep.
We haven't done anything
for Shirtless Arrow Man?
No.
No.
I think
that
we did
that might
joke.
Might be just that dream I had.
But no, I was about to say, the shows that it seems to have the biggest female audience right now on TV seems to be Shonday.
Which is
ABC Thursdays, which is Scandal, Grey's Anatomy, and now How to Get Away with Murder. Those have huge female followings based on my Twitter feed and, well, actual demographic breakdown. But yeah, the CW's up there as well. Hold on.
CW is definitely what Shelby watches the most of. Yeah, that's the most.
Wait, Sam, I'm going to try and guess what your fiance watches besides
okay.
that.
Well, I mean, I just kind of told you. CW only has like five shows.
That's what I'm... There! Sam!
That doesn't
Sam,
really count. You
Sam,
can't guess from the five
Sam,
CW shows.
Does she watch The Vampire Diaries?
Yes.
Supernatural?
Yes.
The Originals?
Maybe.
Beauty and the
to
Beast.
To be fair, she watches everything on TV, just about. Like, start naming TV shows that are popular.
Law and Order.
I think she watches one of the Law and Order ones. I don't know which one.
Oh, yeah, she used to on it.
I don't know. Maybe it's one. No, she watches one of the CIS shows.
The CSI ones.
Sure, those ones.
I think we get what it's
got. Yeah, Once Upon a Time, the other show that's like Once Upon a Time, but not.
What?
Grimm? Is that what it's called?
Oh, that.
She watches that one.
I forgot that's still on.
She has a text document of, like, every single show and when it airs. And
your fiance sounds like someone I'd like to get along with.
And she has a 4.0 grade point average because she watches TV shows while studying and obtains all of it. Yep, she's crazy.
Maybe that's why they need constant reminders in Gotham for people who are distracted while watching.
Yeah. Dude, I love it when I like miss plot points half the time because I'm easily distracted. So I always like I didn't catch that Gordon's this is a girlfriend or whatever was a lesbian until this most recent episode, even
bisexual.
Though I know it was brought up in
bisexual
whatever.
Did you not catch that in the first episode?
No.
Oh wait, that's
completely
what you're
missed it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't listen very well.
I mean to be fair, they also like glossed over in like 2 seconds.
Sure, but I
mean, they tried to be subtle with it, which
yeah, okay.
It did because they were like, I'm
just saying it's like they're not subtle though. That's the thing. It's like,
yeah, but I get what you're saying. That's why you can't be subtle because Sam will miss it, and if Sam misses it, there's a good chance that a whole lot of other people did too.
Thanks, Sam. You're the reason for those stupid penguin jokes.
Yep, I am.
I would also say I think that was another reason I liked episode 3 is because, to my tally, there was no penguin or cat reference the entire episode.
Yo, but Catwoman dug a guy's eyes out. That was kind of cool.
That was friggin' weird. That was
probably the best moment of that show.
It's super weird how a 14-year-old just like knows how to crawl, like how to claw someone's
eyes. I know we already went over Gotham, but I still don't get how Penguin snaps so quickly, but is normal sometimes.
Well, I think, I mean,
he's,
that,
he's
that
psychotic.
Can happen. Yeah, I think he's, he's a narcissist. I believe, like, anytime, like, the reason he comes back to Gotham is he has this huge ego where Gotham needs him.
I love how he all of a sudden can predict the future where it's like, there'll be blood in the streets, wars coming. It's like,
oh,
are you reading this
from
a fortune cookie? What are you doing?
I didn't realize they brought that up every single episode.
Yeah.
That's going to be on the, like, pre-episode reel until the series ends.
It basically is.
Well, I think, didn't he say that? No, he says it the next episode, I think, to Gordon.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you need me because I know what's coming. It's like, who are you getting this from?
Well, he's getting that from Maroney. He worked at the restaurant, remember?
I know what he means. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You asked where he got it from. They already pointed it out to you.
But the way they say it makes it sound like he has these psychic visions.
Right.
The delivery on it doesn't make it seem like
he
heard.
He also kind of looks like a crackhead, which also makes me think, like, he can see the future. Don't ask how those two correlate. But, yeah.
He looks disheveled.
He looks like a crackhead.
Did we cover all of Arrow that we needed to cover? Because I feel like we kind of did.
I feel like Arrow's in that.
There was
there was one point in like the season opener of Gotham where I legitimately got Nygma and Penguin confused for a few minutes, and then the same thing with like the comedian Enigma.
Well, I mean, but again, it's, I mean, Nygma's in the is in the thing for all of what, 1 minute, if that, in the comedian.
I know, but it's just there's a lot of like dark haired white dudes there, so like eventually they'll just sort of blend together.
Well, maybe they'll have Nygma spin a green. But in the second episode, I don't think he wore a suit jacket. He just had on the shirt, and again, he's all year round for like one or two scenes.
You
so
think
far.
He's going to be a villain eventually, or is he just going to keep popping up in the little cameo roles?
I think he's going to be in the cameo roles. Like, I still think the show's trying to find its X, because one of the weirder things I found with episode 2 and 3 especially is that the main plot is such a tiny part of the episode. Like,
yeah.
Seeing a cow doesn't show up until like the back half of her episode.
Yeah, I thought the episode was over, and I looked down at the timer, and there's still 20 minutes left. I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess the episode's called Selina Kyle, isn't it? I assume she shows up at some point.
No, and then, I like how they tried to make her a big deal for this week, and then she disappears and is never heard from again.
Yeah.
Gordon's just like, oh, yeah, I lost her, and they never bring it up ever.
Yeah. I mean, and that's going.
I've always wondered how they're going to bring in the, like, how many Batman villains they're going to bring in.
All of them.
There's how many can they?
There's this article on Entertainment Weekly where someone was talking, where this guy, I know him, Jonathan, he wrote like how they're going to like be subtle about like Gotham villain appearances, and one of them was like Mr. Freeze. He's cold as ice.
Well, I was going
that
to
joke
say,
worked really well in audio form.
Shut up.
Yeah, I was going to say based off of based off of their origins and history, I would imagine almost every villain can make an appearance in some fashion. Because the things I don't get with the campaign is people find it weird that these people exist in Gotham before Batman's there.
That's not the issue. The issue is that
no, that's
in
what
the first
people
episode
saying,
specifically. In the first episode specifically, there were a lot of cameos that definitely did not need to be in there at all.
Well, I mean, in the first episode, as far as I know, there's only three characters. It's Penguin, Ridger, and Poison Ivy.
Say that one. Say that again. Penguin.
Poison
who?
Ivy.
No.
The Ridger. And yes.
What,
and,
for episode one?
Yeah. Who else was there?
Let's see. There was Selina Kyle. There was Penguin. The Riddler. Poison Ivy. Falcone.
Well, Falcone's not
Montoya, the black dude, Barbara.
Those don't count because they are characters in this show. That's the thing
still,
I don't
still,
get.
Still, like there was like an insane number of appearances, and they could have dialed that back.
I don't get,
you honestly could have taken Selina Kyle's like 20 seconds out.
Oh, yeah.
And nothing.
She could have been taken
been
out. She could have been taken, but then you know they do play it off with her in this episode with her going back to the crime scene to show.
Yeah,
for
they
it.
Definitely play it off in the 2 seconds that she's on the screen before she disappears.
See, my beef is if she did that and they never brought it up again, then that's stupid. But they do go back to it. Like my beef is, as long as it's a part of the show, I don't mind. Like, the way people talk, it seems like they're just putting these characters to put them there. And that's not necessarily... I mean, I understand that they're doing that because people know who these characters are and they want to see them. But it's not like they're just, oh, they're seeing a cow. Oh, she's,
She's Catwoman.
She's
Catwoman.
But she'll never be Catwoman. She's, like, 9 years old.
There's like, if someone looked at Poison Ivy and be like, that bitch is going to be crazy in about, like, 10 years, dude.
Right? Like, I can't imagine the show... What I don't get is it's all the setup and no payoff. Like, I can't imagine the show is going to last long enough to get to that point where they become adults.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
what's the point of introducing all of them?
Well, I think the interesting thing is seeing these characters before... I mean, if they do something interesting with the characters. Like, so far, I enjoy what they're doing with the Penguin. Because to me, the Penguin has always kind of been an odd Batman villain because they don't know what to do with him. Like, his role now is great. But before then, his gimmick was he carried around tricked out umbrellas and he ran for mayor way too often.
Wait, he ran for mayor?
Yeah, he ran for mayor in Batman Returns and he ran for mayor in the Adam West TV series.
Yeah,
I don't
like,
know.
If he did that comics, is he legally allowed to run for mayor? Don't you need to have like no convictions or something?
I was about to say is I mean it's Gotham.
It's not a real place. I was about to say.
I was about to say the funny thing about Gotham is that everybody openly talks about corruption.
That's the other thing too. It's like there's got to be at least one good cop in there besides Gordon who would be like,
right?
"Hey guys, I'm black. I can
not
black
a single one."
It's so weird. Or it's like
I still think that guy's raping people with that trophy.
He's not raping people.
I don't.
He's also dead.
Yeah. He killed an old woman. Like, he literally crushed her to death as he fell.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, that was him. Okay, I didn't know if that was the first one of this. I guess it doesn't matter, does it?
No, it really doesn't.
Yeah, and again, with that dark humor where he's like, where do you get a shovel that big?
I was so happy that the blue guy comes up and then he kind of kicks his ass there for a second. I'm like, nice. I really like the whole trick out. You try to attack a cop, but it doesn't work. Oh, no, never mind. They still got him.
Yep.
That was awesome. That was my reaction too. Okay, he's gonna get busted now, and it's like nope. And you would think the cop would shoot it because he has a gun, but
right. I guess it dropped or something.
But yeah, it has some growing pains to get through, but so far I'm enjoying it.
Sure. So what are y'all's hopes for? Never mind. There aren't any more comic book shows coming out either.
No, Constantine. Constantine's out in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't care.
There aren't any more comic book shows coming out, are there?
You're not a fan of Constantine?
I'll probably watch it, but I don't have any context for the character.
Yeah, I'll give it like an episode or two, but then if I lose interest, then it's
If
gone.
People say it's good, sure.
So based on the plot, it's the weakest of the three, and the way people are reacting to Gotham, I'm kind of curious to see their reaction to Constantine. My biggest fear with Constantine, and even for me, it's Friday night. And it just like it's got.
Oh, don't pretend you have better things to do on the weekends. Come on,
I do.
Just like us, right? What?
I have better things to do on my Friday nights. I get drunk.
I bet you. Is that what you want to go with?
Yeah. I feel like
Sam. You have a fiance.
You sleep by 10. That's fine.
Yeah, and he has to throw the other 72 hours with something.
The better to draw silly things on her Facebook.
Okay.
Sorry, that's how you stay married.
Okay, you should cut that one. I actually feel really bad. I should go back for that one.
Now, next Saturday, she's going to wake up with penises drawn all over her face.
I actually just meant things like
I'm going to say it's your idea, then you're going to be uninvited to our wedding that you were never invited to.
I'm so sad to not be invited to the wedding I've never even been to.
I mean, if you want to drive down to Houston, by all means.
For the people I've never even met before, I'm so sad. I was going to, totally not bring a present and not bring a date.
So I was getting really personal for a public podcast, so I just kind of shut up there. So, by all means, not that that stopped me before.
Always the bridesmaid. Anyway.
The bride. You have to finish the expression.
Idiot, never the groom.
But it's the bride. Never mind.
So that has been Nerds on the Rocks episode.
Before we wrap, I was going to say Constantine does premiere in two and a half weeks or 2 weeks from when this goes up. But also mid season, and we might come back to it. It would be nice to kind of get impressions then.
I guarantee we will talk about a comic book TV show at some point on this podcast in the future.
Yes, I'm shocked. But yes, Agent Carter and iZombie are also mid-season shows, so they should probably premiere around January of next year.
I mean, iZombie's not going to get more than one season, let's be real.
Well, you never know, because remember, the CW has zero expectations.
True.
Now they might after The Flash.
I think the thing with iZombie can go either way. I think it depends on how they market it, because right now it's really quiet among comic book fans, but I think it's also because DC hasn't really put their marketing muscle behind it. And I also think I said the same thing about Agent Carter. The biggest problem with Agent Carter and iZombie, for better or worse, is that they're female-led shows. And just by the nature of the beast, you're going to lose part of your audience because guys are kind of dumb.
But it's a female-led show on the CW, to be fair, so that's not...
Yeah, that's what the CW... depending on how the CW positions it and where they put it, it can do well for them. Like, maybe if they pair it up with the Vampire Diaries, I could probably see that doing well. But they could also put it on...
They need to do is give them a cameo in The Arrow, and he'll be fine.
Wait, isn't it paired with Vampire Diaries?
Uh-huh.
I don't think they've said anything about when it airs or what... Oh, yeah, it's just a mid-season replacement. It might... I could see it airing while Arrow and Flash are on break or something like that, but who knows. And, of course, with the success of Flash and Arrow already on TV, we'll probably do this later on this year when we do our news recap, but, you know, there's rumors of a Supergirl TV show, a Titans TV show.
You supposed to play Supergirl?
No one. They haven't said it. They're just looking at developing it.
Bet you it's that girl from Heroes.
And it's going to be on the CW. I mean, it's going to be on CBS.
Wait, which one?
Oh, she's pregnant, though, right? Never mind.
Wait, what?
The hot one.
She's also on another show.
Yeah, she's on Nashville. You have time for two shows. She's not the lead on that.
I mean, she's also going to be in a video game.
Oh, yeah, video games take up so much time. That's like 3 hours of her life, max.
I was about to say, based on some of the voiceovers, I do think people just kind of go in one take. Yeah. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, where's my money?
Pretty much.
I heard Peter Dinklage is awful in Destiny.
Oh, dude. Yeah. That's another topic for another day. But
no, it's not. We really don't need to cover that.
I don't mean like for the podcast. I just mean in general. All right.
Well, in that case, we should wrap. So, we'll be back next week with, I believe, depending on whether or not we do it again, I think next week it's supposed to be the Jim Carrey cast that we can push back and back and back.
I've seen The Mask and Batman.
I don't care about Jim Carrey. Me. I don't give a crap about Jim Carrey.
Yes, if not, I believe we also are doing the Terminator franchise sometime this month.
Oh, I started that this week. Man. Cool. Okay.
I
watch Men in Black instead yesterday, but I watched half of Terminator.
I've watched four things of Terminator.
There's only four movies.
No, I mean the TV show. I'm talking like four things from the Terminator, like license.
Whatever.
Two, three, Salvation, and Sarah Connor.
Fair enough, even though I think the first one's the best one.
I don't care.
Well, you should, because you're going to have to talk about it.
No, I mean, I don't care which one you think is better.
Well, I'm just saying that so you can watch it, because you don't have to watch it. And anyhow, so for Justin, Sam, and myself, this has been Nerds on the Rocks, episode 190.
Yeah,